Good day. This is Paige Estrotori bringing you the Daily Financial Services News Wrap on May 18th. Let's dive right into major happenings in the industry over the past couple of days as we look to keep you updated and informed. We start on a momentous note. In a watershed ruling, Andrew Hodson, a former caretaker at the Ladera Shopping Center, was awarded more than a whopping $1.2 million. This outcome followed his development of severe PTSD from witnessing a tragic fatal accident back in 2020. The NSW District Court disregarded objections from Hodson's employers at Lederer, concluding that they failed to defend him from foreseeable harm. This landmark judgment is a clear reminder of the weight employers ought to place on mental health at the workplace, as failing to do so can lead to serious ramifications. On to insurance matters. The Australian life and risk insurance market is notably struggling. It faces a tumble due to a shortage of advisors and APRA's regulatory changes. Total risk premiums have barely inched up, rising just 0.4% to reach $16.5 billion for the year ending in December of last year. In the midst of this, the disability income business has seen a glimmer of hope with a 7.3% jump to hit $451 million. Meanwhile, the group insurance sector experienced a 1% decline, chiefly contributed by the Protecting Your Super regulations. Evidently, these policy shifts and market changes are bringing about new challenges that insurers must grapple with. And speaking about challenges, Australia is grappling with a housing debacle as construction lags while the population surges. Demand for homes is soaring, reaching up to 320,000 a year, all while construction falls behind due to material shortages and labor constraints. Housing prices and rental costs are subsequently climbing, raising concerns about a chronic housing supply crisis. The predictions point towards pressures on migration regulation. However, the current strategies may not suffice to tackle the housing deficit effectively. Finally, we had the insurance industry in the spotlight again, this time for less commendable reasons. Western Melbourne residents slammed insurance companies for their handling of the 2022 floods. They described their efforts as lacking, pointing out problems including delays, confusion, and mismanagement. The unfolding of these criticisms set the stage for a series of inquiries in Victoria, starting with the hearing at Maribyrnong. Bringing you the most relevant news from the financial services sector here in Australia, this has been Paige Estrotori for Financial Services Online. For more information about our services, which include insurance, finance, superannuation, and money management, please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and make smart financial decisions.